everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi. Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, you could hear John and Ken on demand. Same radio show, but it's now a podcast, and you could pick up on whatever you missed.
My phone is blowing up my Ring, my racist Ring doorbell. I've gotten like 5 notifications today. Should I be ignoring them because it's racist?
It is racist to have a Ring system, yes.
But it was like a missing pet, and one was the fog warning. This morning there was heavy fog. No, that's racist.
Wait. Your Ring goes off when there's fog?
The National Weather Service puts out a dense fog warning, and somebody or something posts its Ring, and it comes on my phone. Yeah. It's happened 3 times in the last week, early in the morning. Bing.
You get fog warnings?
Yeah, heavy, dense fog, so you don't kill people on the roads. What? It's dark.
Wouldn't you see it when you walk outside?
I just said it's dark. They come at like 5 in the morning. No. And then there's the old porch pirate one came twice today. Porch pirates. Tis the season. You get the joke there?
Yeah. Oh, just
thieves.
Really? Local thieves? You saw them?
Yeah, which in L.A. County, I would imagine, doesn't matter. No bail.
Right? Sure.
That's nonviolent, non-serious. Someone steals a package off your front porch.
Yeah, it's free stuff.
It wasn't in California. Did you guys see the video of the guy that hid under the traffic cone and took the package off someone's porch?
No.
I'll send you the video. I'll find it. I'll send it to you.
Wait, he walked around with a traffic cone on his head?
Yeah, he literally was hiding under one of the big like cylinder traffic cones.
Yeah,
he was hiding in it, walked up to someone's porch, and you can see his little bare feet. And he takes the package, and then he leaves.
He's wearing the... That's a Halloween costume, because one of my sons dressed up as a traffic cone once.
Oy vey.
Yeah. He had a little hole for the face.
It was creative. Where is that son today? Working for the DOT? Received what the hot costume is, by the way? It's already been revealed. I mean, in years past, it was Trump, remember? And people with the...
Sure.
You don't have... It's Travis Kelce and the Taylor Swift couples. Yeah.
Oh.
That's going to be the big...
That's, you know what? Whoever does that, that's a loser couple.
Anything that's hot, anything that's viral. So I woke up early this morning and, you know, I was listening to the radio and, you know, in those old movies when somebody's on their deathbed and you can barely hear them. So, you know, you have to lean in.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to turn the volume way up. It was Biden speaking after his arrival in Israel.
Oh, I heard
and
that.
I had a hard time. It was like, I'm here today.
He's so
our Israeli friends. And I want to tell you about a story about Golda Meir.
He did that again?
Yeah, he told
Golda Meir story again. He just did that a few days ago.
He did. Well, I guess it's appropriate since he landed in Israel to tell the Golda Meir story.
The guy has one story. from 50 years ago. And who knows if it's true?
It's the same story about we have nowhere to go. Is that the one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one he told.
Don't worry, Joe. We'll win. We have nowhere to go.
Yes, that's the one he told us.
Yeah. God, even I know Joe Biden's stories.
The biggest thing going on, of course, is another day of rage called for throughout the Islamic world.
Well, they're getting
this time it's to protest what happened to that hospital.
God, was that the biggest media lie of them all?
Even Joe admitted it. Here's the quote. Based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
The other team. Boy, like, is his brain.
It's like a football game.
He's shot. So now, here's how it worked. The rocket came from a smaller terrorist group called Islamic Jihad. And there's video of this. You can see the camera is pointed south. And you could see the flare from the rocket in the air. And then it was headed for Israel. But then it starts losing altitude and goes boom down below and lands right on a hospital. So you could see clearly what happened. In fact, Al Jazeera had a clip where it happened live as anchors were talking. They had a backdrop of the shot facing south. And then within one minute, Hamas sent out a message saying, Israel attacked a hospital. Now, when a rocket falls, you cannot within 1 minute determine who sent it.
Well, that might be difficult, yes.
And the clue was that in Palestine, they make homemade rockets. They Eric, what were you telling me? They take water pipes, right?
Yes, they dig up the water pipes that were given to them from humanitarian aid, and they turn them into rockets.
Right. So that's why Israel's in charge of the water supply, in case people were thinking it's Israel just being cruel. No, they secure the water supply, and then these Hamas terrorists steal the pipes, turn them into rockets. They use all kinds of stuff to make rockets. So this is from a lower rent terrorist group, Islamic Jihad, and one of their stupid rockets failed, dropped early, and happened to hit the hospital, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as that happens, within a minute, Hamas says, oh, it's Israel. New York Times, first headline, Israeli strike kills hundreds in hospital, Palestinians say.
Oh, that's a rush to judgment.
Oh, the New York Times. Then they have a series.
They did leave it, though, with what did they say? Hamas says?
Palestinians say.
Well, but that's kind of the disclaimer.
No, well, yes, except
we report, you decide. And Palestinians are credible.
Except right. All the crazed Muslim protesters all over the Middle East immediately stormed American embassies. And started
they would have
rioting.
Done that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Believing it, even if Hamas said, whoops, we made a mistake. It was some
one of
our local organizations fired that missile.
Somebody took screenshots as time went on. Then a little while later, the Times updated, at least 500 dead in strike on Gaza hospital, Palestinians say. So they took out Israeli strike and they turned it into just a strike. And then the Times ran a headline, at least 500 dead in blast at Gaza hospital, Palestinians say. You see how they were rewriting the headlines?
Yes.
To try to cover up their...
The story developed with more clarity later in the day.
What you do is say, that third headline is what you put.
Right.
Until you find out what the truth is. They didn't bother to find out what the truth is, and there was no way anybody would know it. So the correct headline is 500 dead in a blast at the Gaza hospital. And who knows if that number was correct, because, again, they put that number out immediately, and there isn't time to count 500 bodies, especially in the rubble. It would take days or a couple of weeks to find out exactly what the number is.
And isn't Israel still not having been able to figure out 297 bodies from the original massacre?
Yes. You just can't do that. And so, but the thing is, everybody, the Los Angeles Times, the Associated Press, CNN, Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, they all ran with this. All the networks ran with this, which means the hundreds of millions of people around the world who collectively get their news from these news sources, they all were misled into thinking that Israel started the war by dropping a rocket on the hospital. Well, you know what that's going to do? And by the way, this is embedded now. The people who are protesting don't believe that it actually was the Islamic Jihad group. They don't believe it. It's like, remember that story almost 10 years ago, Ferguson, Missouri, where they said that the cops killed Michael Brown and he had his hands up and said, hands up, don't shoot. Remember that whole thing? And that turned out to be a lie that everybody perpetrated. To this day, there's people who believe that the cop unfairly murdered Michael Brown. So once you get your big lie out there, everyone who's... And you know what you notice? This is why all the crap that goes on in colleges matter. Because in universities for the past probably 10, 15 years, they've been teaching this pro-Palestinian nonsense. So now somebody who went to school 15 years ago in one of those Ivy League universities, they are now working for the New York Times or they're working for CNN. You know, they're in their 30s and they're writing headlines or they're rewriting Associated Press stories. And the bias that they learned 15 years ago in journalism school at Columbia now presents itself. And they're taking over all the newsrooms and completely warping, lying about the news to fit their preconceived biased notions.
Well, protesters gathered in Iran, Jordan, Kuwait, Egypt, Tunisia, the West Bank. Well, that story got out there, and apparently they used it to take to the streets. Looks like in Lebanon and Iraq, protesters tried to break through security barriers leading to the U.S. and French embassies. And there's a report that in Lebanon, there was a fire at the U.S. embassy, or at least nearby. One of the headlines said it was a fire. Another one said it was nearby. But they went right to work with another day of rage.
Yeah.
After these unverified reports, which, yes, the Pentagon believes it was fired by an Islamic group, that missile. In fact, there was some sort of audio where they were back and forth saying, was that one of ours? Uh-oh.
Yeah. It was. To paraphrase, it was like, oh, crap, why'd they have to hit the hospital?
I was reminded of when Saddam Hussein tried to shoot those Scud missiles, and a lot of them were just duds and landed in all sort of strange directions. Remember that?
Yeah, these are just local hobbyists put rockets together and send them flying to Israel. And
then fight with whatever you have, right?
Yeah, I know. It's just an amazing world we live in. And, you know, anybody under 30 years old probably doesn't have any memory of what it was like when news organizations just gave you the straight story. Yeah. It just doesn't even exist anymore.
30% of the rockets shot out of Gaza misfire and land in Gaza.
Yeah. Those are not made by our weapons defense industry here in America. You don't have a 30% failure rate.
Biden's already on his way home. He just met with the leaders in Israel. That's it. The rest of the Arab world he was supposed to meet with said no after this explosion at the hospital. When we come back, you have a chance to win some money. Stand by for another keyword. Johnny Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
By the way, the video of the guy wearing the traffic barrier, the traffic cone, is hysterical. He walks up and kind of
package theft.
He sucks up the package underneath his cone and walks away. I'd let him keep that. That's actually too good. Hearing that theft.
Well, the New York Times did do an update. What we know about the explosion at the hospital in Gaza.
Yeah, now that we're done.
Reporter
lying.
Emma Bubola. Bubola.
Yeah. Now that we started riots, we can own up to what the truth is.
Well, they didn't exactly. They just said it has not been independently verified. Neither side's claims about who's responsible has been independently verified.
Neither side's claims, really.
Then they present the evidence from Israel and the U.S.
If you look at the video...
It seems compelling compared to the claim of the Palestinians. The one thing that stood out in the story
is... I saw the video.
Is,
the rocket's coming from the south. It's not coming from Israel. It's coming from the south. It's coming from within Gaza. You could see that with your own eyes.
It's a trick video. It's a deep fake. They claim that hospital was struck by an Israeli missile on October 14th. Just a few people were injured, though. What's weird about that hospital, apparently people are using it as a safe haven because it's not that big, actually. But hundreds of people obviously were injured or died in this blast. The hospital, better known as Al-Mamadani, is run by the Anglican Church, usually has 80 beds, but hundreds of families are, I guess, crunched in there looking for refuge.
So that's why the death toll might be a lot higher than
Yes. 80 beds would suggest.
I don't know whether they're sleeping on the floor or they're hanging out in the hallways, I guess. I mean, you only have 80 beds. How do you have hundreds of people in the building?
Yeah, that would be a natural place to send people to get them out of the way. Hamas hides a lot of their weaponry inside hospitals. That's where, and remember, then there's tunnels underneath the hospital, perhaps. I mean, you know, there's so many layers here. That is a completely evil organization. And for anybody at the New York Times to reflexively say, well, the Palestinians say, and use that as the truth, is just...
Now, when they say the Palestinians say, is that Hamas? Or what is that? Because Hamas runs the country, right?
Oh, isn't it?
Runs the Gaza Strip.
It's vague by design. Palestinian, what is the guy selling...
Well, there's a Palestinian Authority, but they don't really have much sway there, right?
They're in the West Bank.
They're in the West. Yeah, that's the other section of Palestine.
Hamas runs the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Strip Ministry of Health is Hamas. That's what it is.
They're the government and the terrorist group combined.
Right, then why don't they just say that in every report that Hamas says, not instead of saying Palestinians?
I wonder why.
Ken. Yeah, why? Because all these writers and editors came out of... Ivy League universities and other elite universities where they have been taught for many years that the Jews are wrong. They displace the Palestinians. They oppress the Palestinians. They kill them. That's why it's embedded in their brains now. So when you hear bad news, it's like, oh, the Jews did it. Yeah, Palestinians getting the shaft again. They reflexively think that. They're brainwashed.
Right, wasn't the New York Times, I don't know if it still is, but it was basically run by Jewish people for many decades. I remember that.
Yeah.
But people used to complain about it, that it was just full of too much pro-Israeli news.
And about five, 6 years ago, there was a series of stories that they had taken in so many new young journalists that the new young journalists had overtaken the influence on the editing desks. Wow. I mean, that headline is written by somebody specific. Probably reviewed by another person. I had a friend who worked as an editor at the New York Times and explained at the time, this is some years ago, how the whole system worked. Somebody that I'd worked with from early days when I worked at a newspaper, and she ended up at the editing desk and described the whole process. And it's a collaborative process, and it's to try to eliminate mistakes and try to like smooth out any problems before it hits print. So... And you start out with younger people there. You know, they're not the 68-year-old guy. It's younger people writing the headlines, doing basic editing to make sure that spelling and punctuation and grammar all work. And so that's just what they've been taught. They don't even conceive that the Jews would not do something terrible like that. And they don't even think. It's like, wait a second, how would they know where the missile came from? A minute later, how would you know? You don't know what the missile's made of.
Well, most of the missiles are coming from Israel into Gaza. So that was, it's just you're going with the numbers. That's basically what's been happening.
That's not what a journalist does.
It would seem weird that the Hamas would shoot down its own hospital.
This is not a roulette wheel where you're playing the odds. This is, what are the facts here? A missile hit the hospital. Looks like a lot of people are dead. Now you sit and wait.
Yes, you should do that. That your rule, wait 3 days, really. In this case, maybe you didn't have to. But at this time yesterday, it was still a blur. I remember that.
They don't even wait 3 minutes. As soon as Hamas said it's the Israelis, that New York Times says it's the Israelis. And not just the Times, but everybody else. And I had seen that. Yesterday, I backed out of my driveway, and I turned on the cable news on the radio, and I heard the story. I drive one block, and I see a friend of mine. He's Jewish. He's at the end of the block. And he's actually cleaning something in his car. And I just stopped and I waved. And he goes, did you hear what happened? I said, oh, about the hospital. He goes, yeah. He goes, they're going to come after us now. I mean, he was already fearful standing in his driveway. The news was 5 minutes old. Because if the Jews did that or the Jews were blamed for it, he knew what was coming around the world.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up! and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 till 4, after 4, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, and you can listen to what you missed.
All right, the Moist Line is coming back in just 2 days. We'll have the 3 o'clock hour with some calls. You want to be a part of that, leave a message using that app, the microphone icon, or call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, Mayor Bascone is not in Los Angeles. I think she's still in Washington, D.C., begging for money. That's what happened. A little collection of L.A. city officials went to Washington, D.C. to try to, even though Biden's not there, but they're meeting with White House officials. And that's what I heard today. They had a slowdown because this vote over the speaker, they can't get the meetings they wanted to get with Congress members because everybody's obsessed over the next Speaker of the House.
They really got to get it together.
It's put a crimp in the Mayor Bascone's plans to meet with officials.
There's a major war impending any minute now. They got to vote for somebody, and let's get it on because they got to pass the funding, too.
Well, it's really simple. The Republican Party is split, so there's just nobody that they're all going to vote for. They're going to need Democrat votes. The Democrats are giving them the finger. I'll leave you hanging.
No, I know. They're all grossly irresponsible. None of them should be running the country now.
Though they should have voted for this guy Jordan because that would be the face of Trump that they could present to the voters next year, that Congress should be turned back over to the Democrats.
Need a guy. They need a guy who's the speaker because they can't pass any bills without a speaker. So it doesn't matter who the guy is.
Right.
The guy, otherwise you cannot provide funding for the war, for example. I mean, they're sitting arguing like a bunch of little children that really are. This is like the most absurd time I've ever seen. Everybody in Washington ought to be flushed. They're grossly incompetent, immature, childish, and stupid.
Now, there's a huge divide, ideological divide.
I don't care about their divides.
There's progressives and there's Trump Republicans like we've never seen them before, and they're getting bigger and stronger.
That's not their job. They're not doing their job.
Yeah, but their job is to go in their direction, and they can't do that when the other side is so far in the other direction, they ain't moving your way. So that's what we got now.
Well, we got
it. Used to be in the old days with Biden. Yeah, there were Democrats and Republicans, but they were kind of like wishy-washy, well, meet in
those,
the middle.
Those,
no
those,
more. This is defiant, these politicians.
Well, they're,
I am digging in.
That's not politics, though. Politics, well, ultimately, to get things done, is you have to make some compromises because you don't have enough votes. See, that's the thing.
That means I'm selling out. I won't do that.
You have an ideology, but you don't.
I won't be a rhino.
You don't have the votes. You've got to convince other people to come to your side.
Yeah, gone.
That's the only. So what happens? You have a dysfunctional, non-functional government.
Yes. And that's, we will probably for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's gonna lead to the further degradation of the country because their job is to get things done that need to be done. Their job is not to ride their little hobby horse.
They do more damage than good. I'm glad they're not doing anything. I like gridlock. Just sit home, passing bills.
To a point.
Go home.
To a point.
Leave. We don't need you. This report from Spectrum News is from Kate Cagle. It concerns Inside Safe. Now, when Mayor Bascom became mayor, she immediately declared a state of emergency, went out there and talked about Inside Safe. We're going to get the people in these troubled encampments off the streets and eventually into permanent housing. Well, she's done some in getting people off the streets, but it's probably not lasting long because they can't find permanent supportive housing.
It's a fake program. Which we told you on day one, this was not going to amount to anything. It's a fake program. It doesn't do anything. It moves them around.
And I compare it to when you're having guests over. Sometimes people just sweep stuff under the rug to hide it, all the dirt, the dust, and the junk, and that's basically what she's tried to do. Let's listen to this report.
Before they swept Etna Street, city workers promised LaDonna Harrell a clean bed and a hot shower. But her first week in Inside Safe did not get off to a good start.
My bed that was supposed to be clean, it was filled with bed bugs.
The mayor's office says once they hear about an issue like bed bugs, the participant is moved and the hotel manager notified. But Harrell says the incident left her with a $200 vet bill for her dog, Lex Luthor, and deep suspicions about Inside Safe.
Can you stop this for a second? We're giving her a bed. We're giving her shelter. But she's got to bring her dog along. And now her dog catches.
It's a support animal.
The bed bugs. And so it's, now we got to get her another place. What the hell? Why don't you and the dog go get work? She sounded like she was capable of holding a job, didn't she?
LaDonna Harrell?
Yeah. I don't know. She didn't sound completely insane. She just sounded entitled.
Let's keep going.
Deep suspicions about Inside Safe.
This is unsustainable, and it's demeaning, and it's just not how things should be run.
The exact same hotel feels like a lifeline for Anthony McLaurin, who fell into homelessness 9 months ago after he was evicted from his apartment.
I did all I could do not to sleep on the street. I did everything I could do not to sleep anywhere in the park. I tried my best, but the sun went down on me.
Nearly 150 out of 1,500 Inside Safe participants have made it into something permanent. But nearly 200 have left the program, with most going back to the streets. That leaves over 1,000 people like Anthony and LaDonna in hotel rooms leased by the city. Researchers at UCLA Luskin Institute on Inequality and Democracy, directed by Professor Ananya Roy, have been tracking the Etna Street encampment for months. She's worried without a pathway to permanent housing, they will once again be back on the street.
So our concern with this kind of repeated displacement is that people end up more precarious than before.
Roy helped compile a report on the city's response to the encampment at Echo Park Lake in 2021. They found a year after the sweep, only 17 out of 180 people had permanent housing.
There you go.
She says the city owes Etna assurances it will do better.
Despite earlier demands by the Etna community, nothing was given to them in writing.
Anthony remains hopeful, saying now he has everything he needs to get back on his feet and back to pursuing a career in music.
My future is going to be amazing because I took the chance to challenge myself on believing in it, you know? I believe in it.
But LaDonna lived at Etna for years.
The public space was actually permanent, more permanent than what they're offering.
Now tents are regularly swept away, with police arriving days after we met her.
Just offer me low income. I don't need to lose liberties for not affording housing in California.
For now, she is staying in the program, seeing just how long she can stay inside safe.
What a spoiled
moment. The mayor's office has said people can stay in those hotel rooms indefinitely as they struggle to address issues with housing vouchers and really the lack of affordable housing in the city. I mean, you heard LaDonna say there, she's just looking for an apartment she can afford on low income.
Then get out of the city. Get out of the city if you can't afford it. You hear that smug reporter there? Well, you heard what LaDonna said. LaDonna? LaDonna's not working. She doesn't make any money. She doesn't do anything useful in exchange for money that the rest of us then take that money and use for our shelter. She won't do that. She refuses to do that. Instead, well, I want this and I want that and I want this. And who the hell is this Kate Cagle? She must be another one. She must
always
be another
one
from one
falling
of
into homelessness. Oh, never in these stories. They're in the El Segundo Times, too. Anything about self-responsibility, initiative, anything. It's all, well, we got to take care of them because they fell into homelessness.
Did you?
And, oh, we put them in a dirty hotel. Well, that's terrible. Well, then figure out your own life.
You expecting the dysfunctional city of Los Angeles to act as your mommy and daddy? Why didn't you learn how to get a job and hold a job and do math and realize if you can't afford a certain part of town or the town itself, you've got to move to a cheaper area and go work there or get a car? How about that? Holy mackerel. How did a woman miss all the only lesson she learned was to buy a dog so that it would be twice as difficult to find a place to live?
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And then we got to worry about her dog getting bed bugs. Everything's insane.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
By the radio from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
The mayor of National City near San Diego will join us after 2 o'clock. He did a news on Fox News Digital. He made an appearance there talking about a law that dippity-doo Newsom signed, which is leading to some problems for his city. Prostitutes. In daytime hours, wearing skimpy outfits, trying to flag down customers. You'll find out what the law was that is making this more frequent.
Yeah.
And people are complaining. Their kids are out there seeing this. They're like girls in G-strings running along trying to wave down cars.
This is one of Scott Wiener's perverted laws.
It was, yeah. Scott Wiener.
Yeah, from San Francisco. Every perverted law that's been passed in the last few years comes out of Scott Wiener's mind. And Newsom signs these things. He's off in China now, pleasuring himself over climate change with the Chinese government leaders. And meantime, he leaves behind this mess in San Diego.
All right. We were just talking about Mayor Bascon and a report from Spectrum News about some people disappointed by Inside Safe because they're going into dirty hotels and they're not getting their permanent housing and blah, blah, blah. We had a guest on the show the other day by the name of Eric Eisenberg. He was removed from Los Angeles' Transportation Commission, where he served as president. He had just been appointed by Bast in August to serve a third term on the commission. And he thinks the only reason is because, well, last week, his commission made a decision to delay a vote on a proposed homeless housing facility at Pico Boulevard and Midvale Avenue in the Rancho Park neighborhood of L.A. there on the west side. We've talked about this Katie Yaroslavsky idea for many a month now. Several opponents of the facility spoke at the meeting saying they're concerned it would rise next to residential homes. In fact, this is important to note, one neighborhood group is proposing another location on Cotner Avenue. They're giving the city an alternative.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Bass wants to force and push ahead with this idea of Yaroslavsky's. The thing you need to know about this story is that it's clear he was removed because he led the way in delaying a decision. And all he said was, and he repeated it here, we just wanted to get somebody from the city's Bureau of Engineering to talk to us about our role in this whole thing. So because that delayed the vote, he got a letter like the next day. You're out. And guess what's going to happen? There's another meeting tonight without him, and they're going to discuss the same thing, and they're probably now, unless they want to be removed too, they're going to approve this thing and move forward.
They all got the message. They carried out his body.
They chopped off a head. Yes.
Yeah. Any other objections? Anybody else have anything to say? Bass is terrible. You're going to see
Told you this a year ago. You're going to see. She's terrible on this. She doesn't know what to do. She's in over her head. She never ran anything in her life. 69 years old, and she was always a legislator. She was never an executive, and she doesn't know what to do because she just ran on a bunch of vague slogans and a smile, and there's nothing in there. She's got no answers. And now she's getting an ego because she's getting beat on every day and she's tired of it. So I'm going to do things my way. And that neighborhood is a nice neighborhood, and they're going to destroy it with these crazy drug-addicted homeless people. This is the worst idea for a neighborhood you could possibly imagine. And for it to be forced by this crazy mayor who apparently now can't take any criticism, can't take an opposing point of view.
And the city councilwoman, Dara Slavsky, said, well, they're already sleeping in that parking lot.
Get rid of them.
By the way, this is a city-owned parking lot. That's probably why the transportation department got involved.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them out of the parking lot. That's the city land. That's the taxpayer land.
Let's not miss the big picture here. This is an attempt to crush the NIMBYs. Under the guise of, we're going to get this done. I've declared an emergency. I'm going to suspend a lot of the rules. I'm going to cut the paperwork and the clutter and get this done. That's what she's doing. So you're in my way, your head gets chopped off. This thing is going up.
Yeah.
That's what she's trying to say. And we're going to run right over the NIMBYs.
And we're going to ruin your neighborhood. We're going to ruin your neighborhood.
Because a lot of times the NIMBYs are right.
But most of the time they are. And neighborhoods have the right to say, we want this place safe and clean and quiet.
You're not bringing in 32 homeless people here in some sort of temporary structures. Get out of here.
Yeah, they're a bunch of liars. Bass is a liar. Like Garcetti was a liar. Mike Bonin was a liar. They all lie. Yaroslavsky lies. They all lie. The place is going to be a disaster. Just ask the neighborhoods where they put in these stupid bridge homes. And this particular plan is supposed to be good for 10 years. So they let this in. The next 10 years of your life is ruined.
And he said, remember our guest, he said that we got to be careful about the sewage and stuff. There's a lot of issues here, environmental issues.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because what do you think all these people are going to leave behind, huh? They're going to leave behind a lot of sewage and their mental patients and their ex-prisoners and their sex offenders and their violent and their drug addicts and alcoholics. Gee, who wouldn't want 30 of those in the neighborhood, huh?
All right, when we come back, Dippity-Doo signed a bill last July, Senate Bill 357, repealing a law that banned loitering with the intent to engage in prostitution. Well, that kind of handcuffs the police when it comes to this. We'll be talking to the mayor of National City when we return about what's going on there. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And in for Deborah Markets, Sandy Wells live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.